Americans have amassed nearly $1.5 trillion in student debt. That's according to the New York Federal Reserve. And that number has tripled in the last 15 years. As Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach reports, many of the Democratic presidential candidates are telling Iowa voters they want to lighten the load of student debt and college tuition.
The candidate driving the conversation on tuition and student debt is Bernie Sanders. The Vermont senator often points out on the trail that he was the first presidential candidate to propose free tuition back in 2016.
It's not good enough to be talking about K through 12.
This is Sanders at a recent rally at the University of Northern Iowa.
College should be available to all people, regardless of their income.
The average cost of tuition and fees at Iowa's three public universities has gone up 40% since 2009, and state funding is lower than it was then, before the recession. Sanders would give states federal funding if they agreed to eliminate tuition at their public universities. I went to a welcome back event at Iowa State University last month to ask some students what they owe and what they think about the federal government picking up the tab for tuition.
I'm trying to think. I think of almost $20,000 at this point. And I think it's really going to push back my timeline of what I want to do with my life. You know, if I ever want to start a family, all of a sudden I'm going to have more payments.
Of course, especially as a college student, I'm not going to say I don't want my college to be free exactly. But, I mean, it's a large financial cost to the country. And are the universities going to have to be more restrictive? Well, probably.
Well, you said free tuition, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear, not struggling to go to college. And that anybody could go to college as long as they finish high school. So
that sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good, yeah.
That was Veronica Morenas from Missouri, Jacob Wright from Virginia, and Abraham Omar from Des Moines. Bernie Sanders isn't alone anymore on the idea of free tuition. Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro supports it. Senator Elizabeth Warren has her own free tuition plan. Then there's Joe Biden, the current frontrunner, who said at the Iowa State Fair he supports free community college.
Put every single qualified person in community college for free and or trade school, cutting in half the cost of college.
The former vice president would also suspend student loan payments for low-income borrowers. But that's a stark difference from what Sanders and Warren are proposing, which includes canceling student debt. So the slogan of free tuition stands out at the top of the Democratic field. But when you look into that promise, things get complicated.
In campaigning, what's the expression? You campaign in poetry and you govern in prose.
Robert Reason is a professor of higher education at Iowa State. He says free tuition would likely benefit students who could pay their own way.
One of the studies I recently read suggested that at least a third, if not a half, of the benefits go to families making about $120,000 a year or more. And so we're not increasing access much.
And the focus on public universities leaves out students at private schools. Nick Hillman, a higher ed researcher at the University of Wisconsin, says the majority of student loans taken out each year are for private colleges.
And so what's odd is that private institutions are kind of left out of a lot of these discussions, yet they are the tail that wags the dog in many cases.
Hillman says affordable college is more complicated than free tuition. But he says it's a message that is likely to resonate with many younger voters who are a growing share of the electorate. Turnout for young voters is lower than for older generations. But in 2008, the youth vote surged for Barack Obama. Candidates like Bernie Sanders are trying to recreate that moment.
And you tell those friends of yours, and I know they're all out there, that if they're worried about the high cost of college, if they're worried about the low wages that they're making, if they're worried about climate change, stop complaining, get involved in the political process.
Sanders is showing up on campuses, talking about free tuition, and hoping to draw young voters into his corner on caucus night. I'm Grant Gerlach, Iowa Public Radio News.